You think the first year is about growth. It is not. It is about money leaving your hands faster than you planned. The fence invoice hits before anything moves. The soil test comes back bad. Tools you thought were optional become mandatory by week three. Nothing feels dramatic. It just drains. You stand there doing math in your head while daylight burns off. Posts cost more than expected. The ground fights you. Every choice has a price you did not budget and a delay you did not want. You tell yourself it is temporary. It always starts that way. This year does not care about your vision. It cares about timing, terrain, and whether you planned for losses. If you guess wrong, you do not fail loudly. You bleed quietly until winter. This is not about building the perfect homestead. This is about surviving year one with enough cash, energy, and confidence left to keep going. Chapter 1. The ground costs more than you think. You start the first year believing ownership or access to land means you are already ahead. It feels like the hardest part is over. It is not. The land is quiet at first, but it charges rent immediately, before you grow anything, before you raise anything, before you feel productive. The first bill is not exciting. It is perimeter reality. You walk the boundary and it looks manageable until you measure it. Corners stretch, slopes add distance, trees lean into the line, rocks break straight paths. What looked like a simple loop becomes a series of problems that all require money or time. Often both. Fencing is not one decision, it is several decisions stacked on top of each other. You decide what the fence must do: hold animals in, keep predators out, mark property lines, control movement. Each purpose pushes cost in a different direction. A fence meant to suggest a boundary is cheap. A fence meant to stop pressure is not. Posts become the first shock. Wood, metal, or composite. Treated or untreated. Spacing tight enough to hold tension. Every extra post is another hole, another bag of concrete, another hour of labor. Terrain multiplies this fast. Soft ground swallows posts. Hard ground bends tools and bodies. Sloped ground demands bracing that no one budgets for until it fails. Wire or mesh follows. Smooth wire is cheaper, but forgiving only when animals respect it. Woven wire costs more and weighs more and punishes mistakes during installation. Electric systems look affordable on paper until you count energizers, grounding rods, insulators, chargers, and replacement parts. None of these are optional once you choose that path. Gates seem small until you price them. You need more than one. You need them wider than planned. You need hardware that does not sag under use. A bad gate does not just annoy you. It breaks routines and invites damage. That damage costs more later. Labor is the quiet multiplier. If you hire help, the meter runs fast. If you do it yourself, time disappears. Time has a cost, even if no invoice shows it. You miss planting windows. You delay other work. You get tired and mistakes happen. Mistakes in fencing are expensive to undo. Before anything grows, the soil speaks. You test it because guessing is worse. The results rarely flatter beginners. pH off, nutrients missing, organic matter low, compaction high, drainage poor. This is normal. It is also expensive. Soil correction is not cosmetic. Lime costs money and time. Compost costs money and hauling. Amendments cost money and patience. You do not apply and plant the next day. You wait. While you wait, the calendar moves and the season does not care. Delivery adds insult. Bulk material saves money per unit but charges you in access. Trucks need space. Ground gets torn up. Wet weather turns delivery into damage. Bagged material costs more but spares logistics. Either way, the cost is real and immediate. You face the first hard budgeting decision here. What must be fixed now and what can survive later? Some problems cannot wait. Severe pH imbalance kills crops. Poor drainage rots roots. Compacted soil limits everything. Other issues can limp through a season with reduced yield. You choose survival over perfection. This is where many first-year plans break. People overcorrect. They try to fix everything at once. Money disappears fast and morale follows. The smarter move is targeted correction. Fix what blocks function. Accept what limits output temporarily. Year one is not about maximum yield. It is about building ground that does not fight you. Water exposure enters the equation. Rain reveals what maps hide. Low spots collect water. High spots dry out. Erosion cuts channels you did not see before. Addressing this now costs less than fixing damage later, but it still costs. Ditches, swales, simple grading. Each choice takes resources you did not allocate when you were dreaming. You learn that the land sets the schedule. Weather delays work, heat slows labor, cold hardens ground. You budget for materials but not for conditions. Conditions stretch timelines, timelines stretch expenses. By the time the perimeter is stable enough and the soil is workable enough, a large portion of your first year budget is gone. Nothing visible stands to prove it except posts in the ground and dirt that behave slightly better than before. This is discouraging if you expected progress to look productive. This chapter of the year tests discipline. You resist the urge to move faster than the land allows. You resist buying animals or planting early to justify spending. You hold the line because undoing early mistakes costs more than waiting. The pressure is psychological as much as financial. Friends ask what you have produced. You talk about groundwork and preparation. It sounds weak to people who have not done this. You learn not to explain. You learn to track numbers instead. By the end of this phase, you know something important. The land is not passive. It consumes resources before it returns anything. If you did not budget for this consumption, you are already behind. You stand at the edge of the next decision set. Tools, infrastructure, systems that make work possible. You look at what is left of the budget and realize the first year is not about doing everything. It is about choosing what you can afford to do without breaking yourself or the land. The ground has taken its share. Now you decide how much more you're willing to spend to keep moving forward. Chapter 2, The Tool Trap. You step back from the perimeter and soil corrections, and suddenly the next reality hits. Work is not done. It is only beginning. And this time the pressure comes in the form of tools, infrastructure, and the hidden costs you did not budget for. The first-year homestead is a machine you must build while living inside it, and every missing part slows you down and drives up expense. You start by listing the work that still must be done: planting beds, compost areas, water delivery, shelter for small animals, storage for feed and tools. Each task has a tool requirement, and each requirement has a price. You cannot escape it. You cannot improvise endlessly. You realize that improvisation has a cap, and overstepping it can destroy weeks of labor. Hand tools are the first decision. Shovels, hoes, rakes, pruners. They look cheap in a catalog, but they do not stay cheap in reality. Quality matters. A cheap shovel bends or breaks at the worst moment. A worn rake bends out of alignment on the first heavy use. Each replacement costs money and time, and the hours lost mount silently. Next comes power tools. You debate whether a small tiller is better than manual labor. You consider chainsaws and trimmers for the boundaries you already fought to fence. Buying new is expensive. Buying used saves money, but adds risk. Used equipment fails without warning. Repair parts may be scarce. Labor to fix a broken tool is time taken away from actual homestead tasks. Then, infrastructure tools. Wheelbarrows, carts, water pumps, hoses. They all seem trivial until you realize you cannot complete work efficiently without them. One missing pump delays irrigation. One bad wheelbarrow doubles trips. You discover that these are not optional luxuries, they are functional necessities. Yet they accumulate costs silently. You confront the buy versus build question constantly. A compost bin can be purchased ready-made or built from scrap wood. Buying is immediate but expensive. Building is cheaper but requires lumber, screws, nails, labor hours, and sometimes trial and error. Time itself has a value, especially when the season moves fast. You learn quickly that cheap fixes often cost more in delay and frustration. The hidden costs are relentless: fuel for machines, replacement blades and belts, oil and lubricants, storage for equipment that keeps it safe from weather. Even theft enters the calculus. Tools left in the open rarely last the season. You underestimate these until something fails at the worst possible moment. The lesson is brutal. The cost of tools is not just the purchase price. It is a cascade of payments, replacements, and lost time that compounds weekly. Breakdowns happen. The tiller stalls mid-use. The chainsaw chain snaps. A wheelbarrow wheel collapses under full load. Each incident demands a choice: fix immediately, improvise, or delay the task entirely. Delays carry subtle costs. Plants do not wait for repairs. Water systems cannot be paused. Feeding schedules must continue. A minor tool failure ripples across the homestead in unexpected ways. Cash flow planning becomes the invisible battlefield. You cannot spread your funds evenly across purchases. Some tasks demand immediate resources. Other tools can wait, yet waiting often carries unseen penalties. You learn that money allocated in theory is worthless in practice until the tool is in hand and functional. Spreading yourself too thin guarantees that some part of the homestead fails quietly, often unnoticed until it is too late. Lessons arrive with quiet persistence. Buying too much early is as dangerous as not buying enough. Overstocked tools sit unused while critical tasks suffer. Minimalism in purchasing can save cash, but only if you accurately predict needs and avoid surprises. The first year punishes inaccurate predictions. You are forced into disciplined inventory management before you realize it. Maintenance reveals itself as another trap. Even reliable tools demand attention. Chains must be sharpened. Blades need alignment. Engine oil replaced. The cost is not only money, but also time. And in this first year, both are scarce. One neglected maintenance task leads to cascading failures. A small engine locked up for lack of oil stops a planting schedule. A dull blade destroys seedlings. The homestead is unforgiving of oversight. Storage adds quiet expense. Wood sheds, tool racks, lean-tos. Without a proper place, tools deteriorate rapidly. Wet conditions rust metal. Sun degrades plastics. Termites and rodents compromise wooden structures. Buying storage adds immediate cost, but skimping invites slow disaster. Year one is full of choices where every short-term saving carries a long-term penalty. You confront seasonal pressure. The tools you need today differ from the ones needed tomorrow. Spring demands soil preparation. Summer demands irrigation and pruning. Fall demands harvesting and storage. Winter demands repair and planning. You budget for tools based on the season, but weather and accidents constantly change the calculation. Flexibility costs money. Rigid planning fails silently. You also learn that skill matters as much as tools. A beginner wielding a chainsaw is slow and inefficient, and mistakes compound. Skill building requires time and small investments in safety equipment, practice, and patience. Tools without skill are less effective, yet every hour spent learning is an hour not spent completing critical tasks. You balance education against immediate labor needs and realize there is no perfect allocation. The psychological pressure grows. You stand over a partially completed task with tools scattered around, calculating costs versus time. Every decision carries consequence. You cannot afford to ignore inefficiency. You cannot risk underestimating labor. Yet every hour feels too long, and every dollar feels scarce. Year one teaches discipline not through planning, but through relentless correction. The most difficult lesson comes quietly. Many first-year homesteaders fail not from lack of vision, but from underestimating the hidden tool costs and maintenance demands. The work multiplies quietly. Expenses creep upward while physical and mental fatigue accumulate. The homestead, once promising, becomes a series of small crises demanding attention, judgment, and money you did not budget. By the end of this chapter, you have a clearer picture. Tools are not optional accessories. They are the skeleton of your first year's operation. Each purchase, repair, or delay has consequence. Some costs are financial, some are physical, some are psychological. You plan cautiously, spend deliberately, and track everything. You look at your inventory and realize the first year has already shaped you. You are no longer just a hopeful beginner. You are a manager of time, money, and risk. You know that mistakes cannot be fully avoided, but careful planning and disciplined execution can prevent collapse. You face the next set of choices: livestock, feed, and ongoing maintenance. The fence is in, the soil is workable. Tools exist, though not perfect. Now the homestead is ready to host life, but the stakes are higher than before. If you miscalculate, you will feel it in real, measurable ways. Every dollar spent, every mistake made, and every animal added will echo through the budget and your energy reserves. By now, you understand that year one is not about what you grow. It is about what survives the planning, the hidden costs, and the relentless pressure of reality. And with livestock waiting for their turn, there is no room for error. Chapter 3. Animals are not the first purchase. You have built a fence, corrected the soil, and survived the tool trap. Now, the most tangible part of homesteading looms: animals. You think this is the moment that makes the work visible, that gives the homestead life. It is, but it also comes with a cost far heavier than a purchase price. Animals are unpredictable. They are urgent. They punish mistakes that seemed minor during planning. Timing is critical. too early and they face exposure to unfinished infrastructure. A fence that flexes or gaps will fail under pressure. Shelters must exist before they arrive. Water and feed systems must function reliably. Anything less guarantees losses that are both financial and demoralizing. You cannot improvise around a hungry, confined, or sick animal. Purchasing livestock is a negotiation with risk. Prices vary with breed, age, sex, and health. Transport adds a hidden layer. A truck rental, gas, and bedding for the journey all factor in. Animals stress during travel. Stress can reduce immunity, slow growth, and increase susceptibility to illness. You must account for this risk financially, mentally, and logistically. Feed is the silent, recurring cost. You calculate daily intake per animal, then scale for the months ahead. Feed prices fluctuate seasonally. Bulk discounts exist, but storage and spoilage must be factored in. Corn, hay, pellets, and supplements degrade if left exposed. Overbuy, and you waste money and resources. Underbuy, and animals suffer. There is no middle ground. Veterinary care is another constant, unavoidable expense. Preventive care is predictable. Vaccines, deworming, routine inspections. Emergencies are not. One injury or illness can consume weeks of your remaining budget and hours of labor. Dead stock disposal adds both emotional and logistical weight. You cannot skip this. Ignoring it is more costly than confronting it proactively. You create contingency funds. The buffer is your safety net against unpredictability. Without it, one unexpected death or illness could erase all progress made in fencing, soil correction, and tool management. You learn quickly that animals are not a hobby, they are live liabilities until the system is resilient enough to absorb shocks. Feed storage becomes an infrastructure problem. You cannot leave hay or grain exposed to weather, rodents, or mold. Sheds or bins must be built or repurposed. This adds cost and labor that compounds the first-year pressure. Every day of delay in securing feed storage increases risk. Every shortcut now costs later. You confront losses. Not everything survives. Animals die despite your best planning. Disease, accidents, and simple misjudgments reduce numbers and morale. You budget for this psychologically as well as financially. Accepting these losses as part of the learning process is essential. Denial wastes energy and cash. Daily care imposes an invisible cost. Feeding, watering, mucking stalls, collecting eggs, and monitoring health is relentless. Time you counted on for planting, building, or maintenance now disappears into routine animal management. You feel pressure multiply as the calendar moves toward the end of the first year. You calculate risk versus reward constantly. Some animals grow fast, reproduce, or provide immediate yield. Others consume more than they contribute. You learn which species, breeds, or individuals are first-year survivors versus future investments. The wrong choice can drain cash flow and energy faster than soil or tools ever could. Record-keeping becomes critical. Feeding logs, growth tracking, veterinary records, and financial tracking are no longer optional. One missed detail can mean repeated mistakes. Patterns emerge only when data is tracked accurately. In your first year, accuracy in record keeping can distinguish survival from failure. Weather adds relentless pressure. Heat, cold, rain, or snow affects feed consumption, growth rates, and health. You plan feed and shelter assuming average conditions, but extremes arrive without warning. Contingency funds are tested. You adjust daily, learning that flexibility is not a skill, it is a requirement. You face emotional cost. Animals are living beings. Their suffering, illness, or death hits differently than an unpaid invoice or a broken tool. You confront ethical decisions repeatedly. Balancing your budget, your goals, and your moral responsibility is a constant mental strain. No lesson from fencing or soil correction prepares you for this. You reassess your year. Cash spent, energy invested, mistakes endured. What you have learned is brutal but valuable. The homestead is no longer an abstract plan. It is tangible, alive, and unforgiving. Every lesson reinforces a hard truth. Success is not measured by perfect outcomes, but by survival under pressure. You total the financial reality: fence, soil, tools, and livestock. Each category carried hidden costs, overruns, or unexpected expenses. Your original budget, if strictly followed, would have been insufficient. You see now that first-year planning must anticipate chaos as a constant. You look at your livestock. Some thrive, some lag, some failed. Each animal reflects decisions made months earlier: timing, feed, shelter, and care. The outcomes are uneven, but they are lessons. You accept that inefficiency and loss are part of the system. The key is to limit catastrophic failure while maximizing survival and skill development. By the end of the first year, the homestead has taken shape. The fence stands. Soil is productive, though not perfect. Tools exist, maintained or replaced. Animals occupy their space. Yet the cost is heavy, financial, physical, and mental. You are exhausted but more knowledgeable. Mistakes are recorded in both ledger and memory. You consider the next steps. Year 2 will be easier if the lessons of year 1 are applied. Anticipate hidden costs, build infrastructure first, manage time and energy carefully, and accept that living things impose realities that money alone cannot solve. You plan adjustments, improved feed strategy, better storage, targeted veterinary care, and refined infrastructure. Your success is measured not by abundance, but by what survived intact under relentless pressure. You understand now that a homestead is not a project to finish, but a system to maintain. Every decision echoes forward. Every lesson from fencing, soil, tools, and livestock informs the next choice. You end the year with clarity. The first year is not glamorous. It is relentless. It is expensive. It tests judgment, patience, and endurance. But it also teaches control, problem solving, and the discipline required to keep the homestead and yourself alive. The animals, the land, and the tools are all still here. You are still here. That is the first real victory. The second year planning begins not with hope alone, but with the knowledge that the homestead will demand everything you learned and more, and you are ready.